Welcome to Alberta.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you feeling this evening? I mean, this is just
overwhelmed. Yeah. Overwhelmed. Yeah.
You know, it sort of feels like this is your life a little bit. You know, all of this. When you're doing your career, it's like milestones are happening, but it's always just this uphill climb, it seems like, and then there's a point in your career where you feel like you're kind of coming down the other side a little bit, and this sort of thing starts to happen, and it's not over, it's just more excitement, and it's an honor, and it's so surreal. I just, when I see the names on that plaque wall, and then my name's going to go up there with the likes of Gordon Lightfoot and Shania Twain and Rush and Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, I'm truly just blown away, and I'm pinching myself a lot. Yeah.
When you started playing for Tips and Tootsies, did you ever think you'd be here today?
No. I didn't. I thought about the future, but you have these shorter goals. You just, it's about writing a great song or getting a record deal, and then you get your record deal, and then you get a hit, and then you've got to have another one, and then you get a second album. You're just constantly on that hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one day, you look back and 27 or 28 years has gone by of one thing after another, and that's the building blocks that you didn't realize you were building a foundation that would provide a place for things like this to start happening. So it's about the dream. I'm all about people following their dreams and not letting anything stand in their way. But boy, this is something, it's you can dream it all you want, but when it really happens, it's like, wow, this is really happening.
So what's next?
Oh my goodness. I'm touring with Paul Brandt in November, our first co-headlining tour across Canada. And I've been in the studio working on some collaborations that'll be out next year. And I'm not allowed to exactly talk about that yet, because you know how it is. But I'm going to be collaborating with a few artists that I love and admire, and it's going to be a fun project, so I'm excited about that.
Reba McEntire?
No, I've already collaborated with Reba, but I just toured with her, and that was amazing. So we did venues like the Hollywood Bowl and Madison Square Garden and places that are iconic. So it's been a really great year, this on top of it. So I'm having a great year. It feels without having to fight for radio airplay. That's the greatest part of it. It's like, all of these great things are happening.
Are you wearing comfortable boots?
No.
Oh.
I wear the most uncomfortable boots on the planet. Talking about it. My manager has a pair of boots in her bag that I'm going to put on as soon as I can take these off, and the heel is like that. They're much more comfortable. So, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.